welcome everyone. We're back with a new episode of the
Bookcast.
Episode 40, I believe. I know it's been a long time, but so this week, yeah, we relaunched the Bookcast to coincide with the relaunching of the website, which hopefully by the time this podcast is up, the site should have launched. And joining me this week, we have... Hang on, I'm Daniel Flamconder Worthington. Joining me this week, we have Anthony.
Hello.
James.
Hi.
And breaking his podcast virginity with us today is Nico.
I like the way you put that.
Vuk's away doing other stuff right now. So we'll just sort of shake things up a bit. Let's start off first of all with games played. So who wants to take it away? James.
Yeah, okay, I will. I've been playing... Are we just saying some Nintendo stuff or everything?
Yeah.
Okay, Nintendo stuff. I got Monster Hunter G for Wii, which is a remake of the original Monster Hunter. It's all in Japanese, and I'm not very good at reading Japanese fast, so it's not as good as I thought it would be, but... When you do...
Funny that RPGs requiring reading and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not really... It's hard to explain. It's not really an RPG. It's more like an RPG like you think it would be. But, like, it costs money to play online, and they give you a free point card, which I had to work out by just punching random numbers into my game, and eventually it just made this really happy sound, and then I was like, yes, I can play online. And yeah, the online's really good. There's not a whole bunch of lag. No one else can speak English, so... And I can speak English, so I got kicked once from a match because I didn't do what they told me to do. But it looks pretty good. This one won't be coming out anywhere outside of Japan, but it came with a Monster Hunter 3 demo, which is what will be coming out of Japan. There's not really a whole lot different from the original game that they're doing. Basically, now you can swim underwater and kill stuff underwater as well. That's probably the biggest improvement.
So, look, I've actually never played a Monster Hunter game. I know hardly anything about them. I always thought they were sort of like an MMO sort of game.
And what they are, they never were really popular outside Japan as much as they should have been. But what you do is you start off as like some poor person, and he's got no clothes, just like underwear. And you run around town finding quests, and you find a quest, and then you can either do the quest by yourself, which is like offline, or you can find a party of other people, like say three people, and go at it all together. And you go out into like from like your main town to this big like open area, and basically slay these monsters. And then if you do that, you basically can kill them, take all their like their skin or whatever, or their scales, and turn them into like armor or something like that. Yeah. And then you can, it's basically you can adapt all their teeth into weapons and stuff. It's really, really cool how you can do all that kind of stuff. And
sounds awesome.
You keep doing that stuff, and then slowly, you basically keep going, moving up and up and up to like the high levels, well, high level hunters where you can go against like these massive dragon creatures and stuff. And that's where basically you really can't do that kind of stuff on your own. You've got to go online and help, like, get help from someone else.
See, it's sounding like an MMO.
I don't play MMOs outside of this.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't.
I've played them before, but it sounds a bit like they're like going around doing quests, and you can do them on your own or with others to make it easier and leveling up and so on.
It is. The biggest concern that I have, though, was because I think the first ones, which were so popular, were because they were free, play online, like it's off like an MMO style of game, but for free. But with the Wii one, I think, well, I'm going to assume that they're going to be charging for it. The demo.
They've said they have, haven't they?
I can't remember, but the demo definitely was offline and free, obviously. You don't want to charge for the demo, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And the other game I played for about 2 hours was Castlevania Judgment. It's probably one of the worst games I've ever played on the Wii.
Ouch.
It's a fighting game, but you're meant to like do different movements to do different moves with your remote, but it's like I played it with another person, and we just ended up waving the Wii remote until one of us won, and that was it, and it wasn't very fun at all.
So it's Wagglefest 2009.
Yeah, and it's probably one of the most unfriendly games to just pick up and play with a friend. I think there was about, just off the top of my head, 4 characters available when we first picked it up.
What?
You have to unlock the rest of all the characters. But we had 5 because we hooked up the DS with Order of Ecclesia to unlock Shinoa. But you had about 4 characters, I think. Or maybe even 2. I could be wrong. You definitely had Simon and Alucard, but that was it.
That's kind of retarded.
Yeah, so you have to finish story mode like a gajillion times to unlock every single character.
I don't mind if a fighting game has, I don't know, 3 or 4 secret unlockable characters, but what, that's a game with like at least 15 characters and you can only access 4 from the beginning?
I honestly think it's about 2.
That's so stupid.
The graphics are really nice. The voice acting's okay. The online.
I've heard the soundtrack and that, well, it's usual Castlevania stuff. It sounds really good.
Usual Castlevania stuff. The soundtrack is, how do you explain it? Really, really. Oh, wait, no, not the soundtrack. Sorry, the online. The online is really good. I was really impressed by that. So, yeah.
It's just a shame because it's made by the company that made it also made Tatsunoko versus Capcom, didn't they?
Yes.
For some reason, they didn't put online in that.
A Japanese company called A-Team or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't developed by Konami. But yeah, the game, it had potential. Oh yeah, no, I should say though, I didn't try it with the GameCube controller, which it probably would have been better with, but I had to get it back before I had to, you know, keep it. I didn't want to keep it.
Pay for the EB trade-in policy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Castlevania, so I'm probably still going to get it anyway and just use the GameCube controllers. I got a few lying around, so it probably sounds like it would be a bit better than that with the Cube controller.
Yeah. And I've been playing Mad World as well, but I still haven't finished it, but that's about it.
You enjoying it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going back to it as much as I thought I would. I got up to Frank. Have any of you guys played it?
No. I've been meaning to, but I just never got around to getting it.
Okay, yeah, no.
I'm the reason the Wii's failing.
Oh, yeah, no. I got up to this guy called Frank. He's like a giant Frankenstein guy. I kept getting killed by him, so I kind of stopped playing for a while. And then other games came out, and I got distracted. But yeah, that's about it. But I am enjoying it. But I think I'm really surprised that they've thrown a good story to the game. I thought it would just all be mindless killing, which I've had no problem. I had no problem with that, but I didn't realise the story would be so good.
It is made by Platinum, we all know where they've come from with Akami and stuff, so they can do really good games when they want to.
Yeah.
Okay, so Anthony, anything interesting you've been playing?
I've been playing Dead Space on the PC.
Yep.
I couldn't resist that. That was $15. I was quite proud of that. Nintendo-wise, I've pretty much just been playing Phantom Hourglass.
Okay.
I never bothered finishing it. I kind of got distracted.
Same.
And then I stopped playing it because I never wanted the game to end. And it
wasn't that good of a game.
Well, I think it's best Zelda after Ocarina of Time. I really like it. But
which, of course, comes after Majora's Mask, A Link to the Past.
No, I prefer it over Link to the Past.
Okay, where's the Skype boot button?
Anyway, I started playing it because they announced the new one, and I thought, oh, I better finish it.
Where are you up to?
Oh, I can't remember. I got stuck or lost or something. I finished some boss where you get the bow pretty early in the game, I think.
Is that the... Because there's one boss that you've got to fight him...
Like closing your DS.
No, that's the puzzle which takes half an hour to figure out. No, there's a boss where you're looking at it,
it's invisible?
You can't see them because it's invisible, but you can see its point of view on the top screen, so you've got to judge where it is from where it's looking at you. Is that the one you beat?
Yeah,
I think that's the arrow
it.
One.
You kind of press where you want to shoot on the bottom screen, and you kind of rotate around until all of a sudden you're looking dead at the screen in the top screen, and then you fire away. I thought it was a pretty good fight.
Yeah, I need to get back into it. I think I was up to the... Surprise, there's an undead section in a Zelda game, which is where I was up to, but I just sort of couldn't for the life of me figure out what I was meant to do, which I just put it down.
I didn't like anything I didn't like about that game. Going back to that same dungeon, that really annoyed me. But I think I've said that a million times before on the forum, so...
I must be the one who did not mind that. I thought that was okay.
That ruined the game. That whole dungeon ruined the game.
It did. I was like, this is really cool. And then I was really happy with it. And then I get like back to that dungeon. I was like, wait just a second, I've been here before. And then by the end of it, I was in tears and I didn't want to play the game ever again.
It does get to a point where you can actually fast track past a certain, like the first half of the dungeon and then just do the later half again.
Yeah, you get teleports, don't you?
Yeah. So it's not like you have to do the whole dungeon all again every time.
I've walked straight past the teleport several times and then realised later, oh, why didn't I just take the teleport? I've also got Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
Okay.
And been having fun with that. Have you played it yet?
Yeah, I really like it. It's a lot easier than the other Ninja Gaiden games.
But not saying much. I mean, anything's easier than Ninja Gaiden.
I don't really know what to say about it. It's pretty much Ninja Gaiden, but with pre-rendered backdrops.
I thought it was pretty good, too. I thought it was a bit short, and towards the end of it, I felt like I was really pushing to finish it, but I liked it.
Kept meaning to pick it up, just never got around to it, I think. But it looked really good. Like, again, it was like we've gone the sort of route Zelda was with just using the touchscreen, isn't it?
Yeah, Ninja Gaiden. Pretty much any button blocks, I think. Hold on, let me get my DS. Yeah, I use D-pad right to block. So at least that one does. But I'm pretty sure any button on the DS blocks, and everything
and
else...
And you hold a book style, don't you?
Yeah, you hold a book style.
Which I wish more DS games would do, because it just so feels comfortable.
And everything else is done with the DS. You just kind of... You know, to jump, you do a little up motion. You kind of draw a line up, and you do it fast. You know, to a slash, you just draw lines on people. If you want to do a charge up, you kind of scribble on the screen and then let release it, and that's about it. Oh, and you tap the screen to use your bow.
Yeah, that the charge up was... Have you used that, found yourself using that a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found myself using that a lot as well. It makes the game really, really easy.
Yeah, well, it's much the same with the other Ninja Gaidens. The main problem with...
In the newest one, I never hardly ever use those charge ups because I always get, like exploding arrows or some shit. Yeah, it seemed impossible.
Yeah, I guess.
I played on hard, so maybe that's why.
It's easier to do the charge attack in Dragon Sword because of the camera angle.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because in Ninja Gaiden 1, I haven't played number 2.
You're talking about the 3D ones there, right? Not the really good NES ones.
Yeah, the 3D ones. The first NES one is impossible.
Last I played it, I was still up to the final level and I just couldn't get past it.
I didn't get it.
Still, it's done better than it was at Castlevania 1 on this.
I think I couldn't get past the second level. Very hard game. But yeah, and with Ninja Gaiden, you always keep getting attacked by baddies who are off the screen. And it's one of the major complaints about the console versions, and it's not a problem on the DS.
Do you think this game benefits from just more or less having touch-only controls, or would have it been better with D-pad controls?
It would have been a different game with D-pad controls.
I think it's more enjoyable with touchpad controls, to be honest.
Yeah, it's something different.
What about something like Phantom Hourglass? Because you look at a lot of I still think, as much as Nintendo wanted to push the touch, I think Phantom Hourglass would have been better with traditional controls. Same as, you look at Star Fox Command, and it's okay, but it would have been better with normal controls.
I don't agree with you on either of them games.
Because I've got, the original Star Fox on the Super Nintendo, used a D-pad, and it played fine.
For example, that boss fight we were talking about, where you're trying to aim a bow at an invisible baddie based on what you're seeing in the top screen through the eyes of the boss. You wouldn't be able... You have to use analog controls to do that. You wouldn't be able to use a D-pad.
It is something completely new and different that they haven't done. I don't know.
And all the drawing on the maps. I mean, how many A4 pieces of paper would you go through if you had to write all that down?
I wouldn't. I'd just go to Games FAQ. Nico, you been playing anything good lately?
Just Chinatown Wars on the DS.
How you enjoying that?
It's really good. It's like a real GTA off the console onto the DS. There's a few bits that aren't the same, but they've added in a drug dealing ring, which it's really awkward talking about because you're just saying, oh yeah, I made 10 grand off coke last night, and people give you weird looks.
I'm surprised they got that buy in a DS game of all things with names and all that intact.
I think it's because it's not used, but within Fallout 3 you actually used the morphine.
You're
still dealing illicit drugs, but I suppose you kill people as well, and that's just as illegal. I don't know.
But killing is okay. Drugs and sex are the problem.
I watched that drug dealing minigame. It's like a kind of minigame within itself. It's pretty cool.
It's awesome. You just sort of run around trying to find the best deal.
I found myself doing that more than playing the game.
I have no idea where I was up to on the main mission. I just sort of stopped and just started doing that and then running around. And I found this most awesome little island.
Well, hang on. I haven't actually played Chinatown Wars. What's so good about the drug dealing?
What happens is you can go to your apartment, where you would normally save in any other GTA game, and you can take drugs out of this stat and then put them in your bag. And then I think you go around and you'll get phone calls and stuff with people wanting to steal drugs, right? Yeah.
Or you can just find them anywhere. They'll pop up on your radar.
Yeah, or you can go looking for them. And then when you find them, you can deal the drugs. But obviously, sometimes the cops are onto you. And then, or if you get caught while you're carrying drugs, you'll lose them all, and that's a lot of money lost. And, it's all about making profit. But someone who's played the game recently can probably explain it better.
Yeah. I mean, all it is just basically buying from someone who's selling cheap and selling to someone who wants to buy a lot.
It's a bit like the turnips in Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
But with drugs.
Yeah, it's really in-depth.
Have any of you guys tried multiplayer?
No, I haven't yet.
Not yet?
They should have done online with that. Would have been quite good for the multiplayer. Okay, have any of you two found this little island? It's in the middle What's the middle island of Liberty City called?
It's not Alconquin.
It's not Happiness Island, is it?
No, it's not. I'm just trying to find it now. Someone talk about something else about Chrono Trigger while I find this.
About what?
Not Chrono Trigger.
Grand Theft Auto. Sorry. I saw Chrono Trigger on the screen. I was looking at it.
I was going to say, this might be considered a spoiler. Do any of you notice that someone on the box is in the game for about 5 seconds before...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does anyone find that
they kill it.
Really retarded?
Yeah.
I was expecting that person to come back or something, because it just seems... Because she was... on all the promotional...
That person was...
Yeah, you just said person. She.
Oh, no, I didn't. Edit that out.
Okay.
Who cares about Geo's story anyway? It's terrible.
It's not why you play a GTA game. I'm sorry, exactly. Most people play it just to dick around with cars and shoot stuff.
Yeah, but like on all the promotional art and all the ads and stuff, they had this person on them with a gun or a sword or whatever, and I was like, wow, they're really pushing this. She must be in it for a while. And then I hate that Bang. Person. Yeah. And then, like, 10 seconds into the game, oh, shit, it was just, like, so strange.
Yeah, I know, I don't get it either, it sounds bizarre.
There's also one improvement with the missions, is there's a trip skip. So once you've started the mission, if it requires a lot of travel, you can press select and it'll just take you to the second part of the mission, which was something missing from GTA 4.
Oh, really? I think I personally found it a lot more enjoyable than GTA 4.
Yeah, it got rid of it.
Call me crazy, but I really do find it more enjoyable.
It reminded me of GTA 3, which I think is the best one in the series.
I've never really played any of the 3D GTAs. I've played stuff like Godfather and Crackdown. I don't mind open world games. It's just not something I've sort of gone a lot into, and I've never really had the ability to play something like a GTA just because I've never had the system for it. I'm really enjoying it. I've stopped playing it now, but just because that's what I'm like, I'll just play something for 5 seconds and go to something else. I don't know what the name of the island is, but it's in between the two major islands. There's this little one down the bottom, and just above the island there's this little tiny island where you go to, and I just sort of landed there by mistake. And then it gives me these guns, and then it says kill everything within this time frame, and then I just get zombies attacking me.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell?
It was just so cool.
Sorry?
Was it a rampage mission?
I don't know. Well, no, it was like I was in a graveyard, and then there were things coming at me and had guns, so I'm presuming they were zombies.
That sounds pretty much like Saints Row 2. I think they might be taking the piss.
I thought it was awesome. I mean,
that happened in Saints Row 2 as well.
I keep trying to find the island because it's so much fun to go there.
Zombies are so popular now with developers, because there's the zombie mode in Call of Duty now as well.
Well, you got to thank Left 4 Dead for that.
No, you thank Resident Evil. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. I would rather thank Zombies Ate My Neighbours, because that came before Resident Evil.
Before that was Sweet Home, which is what Resident Evil was based on. It was made by the same guy.
I was to say George Romeo will thank him for it all then.
Anyway,
getting sidetracked. Anything else, Nico?
No.
I'll just sort of try and quickly go over. Been playing, came out on WiiWare, I think about 2 weeks ago, Bubble Bobble Plus. If you've played Bubble Bobble, you've played this game. It's pretty much the exact same thing as the original one. But the graphics look amazing. The soundtrack is the same song that repeats itself for 100 stages, but it just sounds a lot better now.
Awesome.
It just feels like a better game. Or, like, the controls feel a bit smoother. The game itself feels a little bit faster. The NES one is on the Virtual Console. I went back to playing that after I played the WiiWare one, and I had to stop after about 2 stages just because it felt... It does. It feels really dated compared to the new one. And it's not just that, because it's not just the original game, because it's got a range mode where it's got all new stages, lots of new stages. It's also got... it's got some downloadable stuff you can buy for it, I think for 200 points each. Expert mode, which I haven't looked at. And the title's only 800 points. I would very much suggest it. If you think WiiWare's crap, give this a look, because it's a really, really, really good game. Also been playing Final Fantasy IV, back into that on the DS. Did you finish it, James? Yeah, I just got up to the bit, I'll try and be a spoiler through, but just after the whole thing of the dwarfs, and then just two of your main characters just die.
Yeah, no, that...
Like, run around, and I'm like, what the hell?
No, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the whole thing about that new augment system they had. Is it augment? Because I played the Japanese one, they call it something else in that. But, basically, in the original, when all these people die, all their skills just went away. Like, you spent all your time leveling up these people for nothing. And that's why it was really good that they added in this new system. Because that was the whole idea of it.
I really like this game. You think it's just sort of just a little handled RPG, but then something like that, and it just sort of really hits you, because I was really liking those two characters, and then they just... I mean, I was fine with one dying, but then the other one dies right away after it in a separate incident, and I'm like, what the hell?
People need to die more. It's refreshing.
Well, I mean, yeah, like you play Chrono Trigger, and your whole team more or less survives to, or whatever.
Thank you.
Moving on.
But it's not something that doesn't happen enough in games, and it's just when they do something like that, that sort of moves it. And then in Final Fantasy VI, where they manage to create a villain I hate so much, I want him to die, because Kefka is a prick.
Well, BioWare did it with Mass Effect. You know, I think
I've still got to play that.
I think developers are still killing off their main characters.
But two of the same. But it's not just killing a character. It's making you care about the character enough for its death to make an impact.
Yeah, no, because that's what happened in I think. Anthony, have you played Eternal Sonata? Yep, finished it yet?
Oh, I don't care about it.
Okay, well, what happened? Like, they introduced this. This is how you don't do it. You introduce a character and then 5 minutes kill them off, and then have a flashback.
Yeah.
And then have a flashback to when they were introduced to make you feel even more sorry for them. It was so badly done.
Wasn't it with... Wasn't Minda sort of... wasn't she dying in Twilight Princess?
No, I can't remember.
I don't think so. She's just transformed. No, it's Zelda. It's Zelda who's dying.
No, but there was something where Minda was just getting really weak and you was... Well, I can't remember. Anyway, we're sort of going a bit long on this. Just one more thing. If it, been playing Aquite or whatever the hell it's called on DSi, where you can hunt in the net for reviews on it. It's a pretty good game if you've got a DSi. And other than that, because someone gave me a Game Boy Micro for free a week or two ago, and I've been loving every minute of it, and I picked up Legend of Zelda Minish Cap,
yep,
which I'd never played before, and I'm loving that to death right now.
It's a bit short, that one.
Hopefully I should be getting, what's it called, Oracle of Ages sometime this week or next week, which hopefully as soon as I finish this Minish Cap I'll be able to dive into that. I think we'll wrap Games Played up, and we'll be back in a second. We'll talk a bit about the game Grand Theft Auto sales for DS and Mad World sales. GDC a couple of weeks ago, where a fair bit of stuff got unveiled, as we said, the new Zelda game, the SD, the Wii Menu update, which allows you to download stuff straight to your SD card, played off that. It's been a bit quiet lately. One big news story, though, was about the sales of Grand Theft Auto for DS, which, despite its, I think it's currently the highest rated DS game on game rankings. It was doing really well last I checked, but it's not really doing that well at all in the sales. It appears it only sold 2,000 units in March, I believe. 200,000 units in March in the USA, which is probably far short than what they were expecting, especially for a Grand Theft Auto game. Having said that, this probably is a... this game's probably going to have a long cycle on it, you imagine.
Yeah,
I can see this...
Word of mouth will spread that it's actually good. Because the last GDA on a Nintendo console, the GBA one, wasn't that good.
Have you played the Game Boy Color one?
No, not that one.
Oh my god, it's terrible. I've got it. Someone conned me into buying it, and I bought it. This is crap.
A lot of people I've noticed, when they see that there's a GDA on DS, they've got one of two. There's two responses. Either laugh at it, or they think, oh, that's really cool. And there's a lot of more people laughing at GDA on DS than anything else. Which I think is some of the problem.
Madboard on the Wii has not done that well at all, and you sort of wonder why. Like, these are the hardcore games that people have been wanting on the Wii and DS. The problem is, especially I think on the Wii, DS still does have a firm grip on the hardcore gamers, but you look at the Wii, and I think it's just a little bit too late. Now, like, maybe if Madboard had come out midway through last year, it may have sold a lot better because we'd still have a lot of those hardcore gamers on there, but now it just sort of seems things are a bit too late. And with GTA on the DS, I just think, yeah, again, people don't expect that sort of thing on the DS, so maybe that's why they're put off by it.
There's a lot of... I think a lot of the problem also is that there's also... This game targeted more towards the hardcore kind of audience. And the game also did leak almost, I think it was 2 weeks or a week before it actually came out. And a lot of that hardcore audience would have ways to play the leaked version.
R4 cards.
Yeah.
You don't think being 2D has anything to do with it?
No.
Less mainstream appeal?
That is also a factor, but I reckon... But I don't think that would be a factor because people who own a DS wouldn't really
care.
Be expecting that kind of caliber, the same caliber as the original console one. But to give you an idea, with the other, like, trying to think how much, the PSP version weren't only, like, Vice City Stories in the first 2 weeks did, I think, was about 125,000. Liberty City Stories did 158,000. And Liberty City Stories was also a way to backdoor into your PSP and not it. But, I mean, when you compare the numbers, I don't think it was really that horrible.
Having said that, the DS does have a lot more units than the PSP did. Now, I mean, there's 110 million now people who own a Nintendo DS?
Yeah, you do have a point.
PSP is way behind in sales, which is... If you sort of scale it, how many people had the PSP when the Grand Theft Auto story games came out, telling people have a DS when GTA came out.
Well, when the first GTA came out on PSP, there wasn't that many good games on the PSP. There was just a small handful, and you'd expect most PSP owners to pick it up.
I mean, the crowd Sony was going for with the PSP, I mean, they are the Grand Theft Auto crowd. That's really who they market it towards, people who had a PlayStation, saying, you had a PlayStation, this is just like it in your hand.
I think you've also got to think, as well, in America, in that same month, they had Pokemon Platinum come out, and whatever was the other one? Echoes of Time, the new Final Fantasy game. And I think performing against those in the same month and still doing those numbers is pretty good as well.
Really? You'd think Final Fantasy would be a stronger brand name than Grand Theft Auto?
On the DS?
I guess the DS does attract a lot of role-playing. Like the DS is the new home for JRPGs, it seems.
And you know, it's a mature game. It's a mature rated game in America, M, which is the highest ranking. It is the highest ranking, I think, besides AO, but in that band. But yeah, even especially Pokemon Platinum.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're not competing against Pokemon and winning. I mean, it's Pokemon. I mean, that like you could sell stupid racing games with Pokemon and people would buy it, which they did with that Pokemon DS game. What was that game called?
Pokemon Dash.
That's the one. Nothing Nico said. This game, do you think it's going to sell on word of mouth?
I hope so, because it does deserve it.
I think it deserves to sell, but, you know, it does.
There's lots of games which deserve to sell and never end up doing it.
Yeah, like Beyond Good and Evil, Psychonauts, Okami, Beautiful Joe, or like, now with Mad World, No More Heroes, Zack and Wiki.
Well, Beyond Good and Evil getting a sequel.
Apparently, what happened to that? I haven't heard anything on that for over.
Apparently,
a bit.
They're doing another Rayman game, and Ansel's working on that before Beyond Good and Evil.
Fair enough. And then, it's been a while since a non-Rabbids game's come out.
No More Heroes is getting a sequel.
Yeah, so, but did that really? I mean, did that sell well enough?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't be making a sequel if it wasn't viable, would they? Financially.
I'd love to know what sales of stuff like De Blob and all that would have been as well, too, because apparently that's.
I think
I heard it's...
The Blob was pretty well sold pretty well down here, but I'm not sure about States.
Again, that's another one that you imagine should really be selling strongly on word of mouth. It's the kind of game the Wii needs more of.
Also, with GTA, the DSi wasn't out yet, so those people might have been waiting to pick it up with the DSi. You know, as...
You can't be sure.
That's the kind of game that would really benefit from a bundle, you know, pack in with the DSi console.
And a special limited edition DSi GTA model, which will probably just be red and black with the words GTA on it.
That's just like a free little bag of Coke with it or something.
Or a dragon design.
Or a free bag of Coke. Or not.
Free bag of Coke and a dragon design. How can you go wrong?
Okay, well, we'll stop looking at that for a minute. Well, what happened with Mad World? why didn't that sell?
It didn't really have much coverage or exposure, did it? As far as I know, I mean, all I see these days in stores is that stupid, what is it, Jillian Michaels Fitness Ultimatum, which came out almost a year ago in America. They're really hammering it here.
The what, sorry?
Jillian Michaels Fitness Ultimatum. It's the trainer...
The Wii Fit, you know, boss.
Yeah, oh yeah, basically. It's the trainer from the fattest... not the fattest loser. The biggest loser. Yeah, she's the trainer from that. And yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's boy out her own fitness game. But it's been out in America for almost a year and it just keeps getting pushed back here. But that's getting so much exposure compared to big, like, say, Mad World or Century or what else came out. Dead Rising, House of the Dead, all those games.
I mean, that game's made for the hardcore gamers. Do you think they're just, like... aren't enough hardcore gamers on the Wii to care about it now, or they've just given up, or they've moved on?
I think... I don't know. I don't really know how you could explain that.
Because I'm sure there were a lot of hardcore gamers who bought it when the system came out, but go on forums and stuff, see people whining about it, and then most people here are aware of Zero Punctuation.
Yeah.
With Yahtzee. And last week when he did Mad World, and then he's just saying a game like Mad World is a good game, but it shouldn't be on the Wii. It should be on a 360 or something, which I'm like... well, that's bullcrap. I mean, it should be on the Wii. It's just
it is on the Wii.
Yeah, I know. But what I mean is, just because the Wii has a lot of casual games, which I hate that term, by the way.
Yahtzee's reason for wanting it on the 360 was the controls. He's not a fan of the Wii.
I think the biggest problem is that everyone actually listens to Yahtzee. That's the first problem.
I know. I mean, like, his reviews are meant to make satirical reviews that are meant to... I remember when Smash Brothers came out last year, and then he's going off on it.
Well, at least he's honest sometimes.
Former podcast member who we're not allowed to speak of anymore really hated his review of it.
Now, when he was reviewing Halo 3, he said he wasn't following the story, and then...
The story in Halo?
Yeah, well... he's just honest and says, I didn't bother following it, so I didn't like it.
He's just like an articulate troll. Whose voice is heard. That's the best way to say it.
That's the best way.
Seriously, he's an articulate troll whose voice is heard.
It annoys me when people say there aren't hardcore games on the Wii, but there are. There are so many of them, like Zelda Twilight Princess, Mario Galaxy, Metroid Prime, Da Blob, Deadly Creatures, No More Heroes.
It is interesting, though, because, like, say, with No More Heroes, that was going to be on the Xbox 360. We all know that story. Yeah, it was. The designers, or whatever, who was a graph offer, they were going to do it on the 360 originally.
Really?
Yeah. And then they moved it over. I'll see if I can find the story. And then they moved it over to the Wii, and it didn't do very well in Japan, hence why they're not releasing the sequel there. But yeah, there is a story.
Yeah, well, they didn't really do, like when they did the release thing for it, I mean, you got Suda offering toilet paper, which is autographed or some crap.
Well, that was awesome.
And it... well, it is Suda.
I think one of the other things is... those hardcore games you mentioned were mainly Nintendo games. So the third-party games, which are hardcore and the ones that aren't selling,
Didn't Umbrella Chronicles and Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition sell really... I'm pretty sure Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition really sold well.
Bear in mind, I'm only looking at Wikipedia right now for the best-selling... like, the games that have sold over 1 million units on the Wii. You got... Game Party 2, I don't know. Rock Band sold heaps because it's a Rock Band game, really suited to the Wii's casual audience. Red Steel sold well because it was a launch title, not because it was a good game.
It wasn't that bad.
Sorry?
It wasn't that bad.
I never actually touched it.
I really enjoyed it when the Wii first came out, and now that we're back to play it, I think I'd almost probably die looking like out of honor.
Well, I played Red Steel after I played Metroid Prime 3, and I enjoyed it.
Okay, I might have to track it down, maybe.
If you can pick it up for, like, $20, it's worth it. I think people were pissed off because it was, you know, they paid $100 for it, and it was a fairly ordinary game.
There's also, as James said, Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles did well, and it did so well that now we seem to be getting every single light gun game ever made coming to the Wii now.
And on rails.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't mind. Well, House of the Dead, I know it's not House of the Dead, Dead Space is on rails, isn't it, for the Wii?
No, it's a first-person guided experience.
So, is that what you're calling it?
That's what they're calling it, and that's how you talk about it.
I believe Mad Dog McCree, which is an old light gun game, is also coming to the Wii. I read that on Destructoid recently, I believe.
Don't forget Dark Side Chronicles.
Yeah,
Sin and Punishment 2.
Yeah, but say that. I mean, that's one that everyone's looking forward to. And I'm really worried that's going to come out, and that's going to bomb hard.
Which one?
Sin and Punishment 2.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo needs to pimp the hell out of that when that comes out.
That will bomb, because it was very much... That is a cult title, like a cult following kind of game.
They're pretty much all on-rail games like that bomb, don't they?
Not Resident Evil. I mean, I can't imagine House of the Dead did that bad, because that came with light guns and all that, so... Pack-ins usually seem to be the way to go with Wii stuff.
Well, maybe I can give you a little bit of insight. I don't have Mad World or No More Heroes or...
Same, I don't have them either.
Well, you're always talking about them.
I know, I really wanted to get No More Heroes, but again, when it came out, I just got to the point like, I just couldn't be bothered. Mad World, I've always sort of been sitting on the fence about it. It looks like a great game, but...
Well,
I don't know, just the black and white is just a bit off-putting to me, which probably may have been why it was off-putting to a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't have D-Blob either, and the reason why is because I don't know if I like these games or not.
Do you like platform games?
It depends. It's pretty touch and go when it comes to platform games. But, I don't know, I just don't like going out and spending $90 on a game and finding out I don't like it. I've been burnt on games like, you know, Assassin's Creed, I didn't like that, and if I'd played a demo, I never would have bought it. And I kind of see everyone talking, saying positive things about, you know, D-Blob and all these other games, and I just kind of go, you know, if they had a demo, I'd play it and maybe buy it. But I just kind of look at my 360 and my PC, and there's all these other games that I know that I will like, and I just kind of stick with them.
It'd be really good if the Wii did have a demo system like 360 does. I mean, I like that now that, like, since I got my 360, if I want to just check out a game, I can just download the demo. Do I like it? Yeah, may as well get it.
But yeah, I just don't like taking risk on these new IPs and all these hardcore games. The last game I got was Trauma Center New Blood, and that was because I love... Oh, James wants us to move on. The last Wii game I got was Trauma Center New Blood because I was sticking with something familiar.
The last one I got was... I imported Tatsunoko vs. Capcom and was not disappointed with that. But, I mean... Yeah, I know. It's a Capcom 2D fighting game. They make the best ones. Sorry?
How much did you pay for Tatsunoko?
Oh, I can't remember. I need to check my PlayAsia.
Mine ended up being $120.
I think when I got a few other games with it as well, so I honestly can't remember. But, I mean, like for the most part, I haven't really been burnt. Like, there's only one Wii game in my collection that I don't like, and that's Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3, only because I really liked Budokai 2, but they changed the controls, and I just sort of couldn't get my head around it.
My worst one's probably Escape from Bug Island, but that was $10.
But that was Escape from Bug Island. I mean,
that's so bad.
Appalling.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's like Catwoman, the movie.
If you don't mind swearing, go to 1UP Broken Pixels and watch their review of Escape from Bug Island, and they get right into it. And I paid $106 for Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, and then shipping on top of that, but I got a whole heap of crap when I got that game. I mean, as I said, I'm probably part of the problem. I should be buying No More Heroes and Zack and Wiki and Mad World, but... It's just I can't find Mad World. I'm sorry, No More Heroes anywhere. I think that's enough for that topic for now, as says James in the chat thread. So if you've got any opinions on it, you know where the forums are. So hit us up there. We might have a thread open for it to be able to discuss it. Be back after a quick break. I think we'll have a look back at the Game Boy, because this week is its 20th anniversary. So we'll see you after the break. Last week was the 20th anniversary of the Game Boy. Best goddamn handheld system ever up until the DS came out, and then that became the new best system ever. So does anyone have any memories of the Game Boy when they first got one? Like, did anyone actually start on the original Game Boy, or...?
I remember when I first got mine, I got it with Tetris, and
yay.
You had to move it... You had to adjust the contrast and make sure you were in the right light to be able to actually see what was going on.
Yeah. I missed the contrast.
Oh, fuck, it was an odd look. Sand was annoying. It was so bad. I'm so happy that they fixed that. But, yeah. Mm. And I remember you had to have 4 AA batteries.
Lasted 20 hours.
And it was so heavy. But, yeah, that's...
No, it wasn't heavy.
I don't seem
heavy
to remember any of this stuff. Huh? The contrast that when I brought out my old Game Boy, probably around Game Boy Advance era, just to, you know, for all time's sake, I had a look at it and I was like, shit, I can't see this screen. The contrast was really bad, and I just don't remember that problem as a kid.
No, I mean, your eyes are better when you're a kid, probably. But I remember I got mine, I think, Christmas 92, maybe, when I got Tetris, Golf, Terminator 2, and Escape from Camp... Simpsons Escape from Camp Deadly.
I can't remember how I got mine. I remember just one day my auntie was playing Tetris on hers, and then she just left it at my house, and then it became mine. So I didn't steal it.
Just left it there for you.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe she did buy it for me, and I just wasn't listening. But yeah, I just remember the Game Boy appearing with like 5 games, and I just, that was it. It was mine.
What were the other games?
Choplifter. Remember that?
I love that game.
I remember of it. Was that... No, it's Jungle Strike I'm thinking of. That
Choplifter.
Was the
you have to like go to buildings, pick up hostages, and then take them back. Pretty awesome. Super Mario Land, is it?
Yep.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong Land.
Yeah, that. And then I can't remember what the last one was. But yeah.
What about you, Anthony?
The first game I played was F1 Race.
That's old school. That's like launch title, I think.
Yeah, F1 Race and Tetris. And I loved them so much that my next birthday I got a Game Boy, and I think it was Mario Land 2.
I love Mario Land 2. It is such an awesome game. It's like my favourite Mario game ever, after Galaxy now.
So did anyone ever get a Game Boy printer or Game Boy camera?
Yeah, I had the camera.
I still got the camera at home. I'm here now.
There's a lot of influence on the DSi from that. You can tell.
Well, they've said that they've been trying to get the camera idea back up and running since then, and this is the first opportunity they've had for it. I never got the printer, though. I was stupid, because they're so hard to track down now.
Yeah, I know. But
even harder to get the paper.
Mm.
Does anyone regret... Does anyone miss the link cable?
What?
Does anyone miss having to use a link cable to play online?
They were awesome.
No one to play online.
So I remember as a kid, because we used to live 2 hours south of Perth, so we'd have to drive up in the car all the time, and me and my brother would just always be playing Tetris against each other in the back with a link cable. Which is weird, because I hate multiplayer gaming now, but I used to love it back then. Link cable's fine, probably been a bit of wireless, but... There's no way they were doing wireless in 1989.
Well, it wasn't that bad when playing two-player when... You know, you had a mate who had the same game, but it was quite a challenge for me trying to play 4-player F1 Race.
I never even tried that.
And we only did it, there was only 2 of us, and we did it 3-player because we could. I don't know where the second Game Boy came from, but the third game came from the rent shop, and we were just doing it to see what it was like.
So, what would you say your foot?
No, go.
Sorry?
I was going to say, what would you say your favourite games would be for it?
Probably Pokemon Red.
Yeah, I'd probably say one of Pokemon Yellow.
Pokemon Blue.
Possibly Link's Awakening.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That and Metroid 2.
Nah, Metroid 2 was terrible. They need to pick it up.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. When I played it, I did not know any better, and I enjoyed it. It was a fun game.
I didn't play it like that. That's probably the problem.
Sorry?
I played it, like, recently.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it hasn't held... Like, a lot of games, like, you go back and play Mario Land 1, and I don't think it's held up that well. Like, I've never even... Because I started on Mario Land 2, and then I played Mario Land 1, and I'm like, why is Mario so tiny? Why is this all over?
Mario Land weird when you think about it. It was like sparrows and aliens and stuff.
Is that the one where the Koopas turn into bombs when you jump on them?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I played that all the time.
It totally ruined my impression and my childhood of what I knew Mario as from my NES days. And then I played this, and it just ruined everything. I was like, what the hell? Alien?
The way I went, I started on a Commodore 64, and then I got a Game Boy. I never had a NES, so a lot of stuff like Metroid 2 was my first Metroid game. I believe Link's Awakening... No, I probably played Link to the Past before that. But like Mario Land 2, I'm pretty sure was my first Mario game other than the original Mario Brothers on Commodore. And I was just used to all this stuff, and then you come into the console stuff and it's all different from my point of view to what I'm used to.
So it's better.
I don't know. I reckon Mario Land 2 still holds up today. Link's Awakening is a Zelda game and it still holds up.
The WarioWare games hold up pretty well.
The Wario Land ones?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed them. I remember that was the first game I really, really remember playing and loved.
I've played one. I played Warrior Land 1. I think I've played a little bit of 2. Never finished it because I'd always get stuck at a certain point. I might have to go buy them again, see if I find them on eBay.
Did you guys all get Pocket?
Yep.
No, mine was stolen.
Yeah, I never got a Game Boy Pocket.
I had my...
Sorry, that's pretty strange because every single one of my friends, which would be 3 who had Game Boy Pockets, all had them stolen.
They were the hot thing back then.
When I got my original Game Boy, then we moved to Perth and I think it must have gone missing. I think one of my brother's friends must have stolen or something. So I got a Game Boy Pocket, the silver one. And then like a week later, I picked up the next issue of Nintendo Magazine System and it's saying Game Boy Color coming out soon. I'm like, you bastards. When I bought an SP, they announced that the DS was coming out in a couple of months.
Yeah, no, I was the same.
It always happens to me, which is why I just buy stuff when it comes out now. But yeah, I had a pocket. I got picked it up. I think I may have gotten the Star Wars Limited Edition one because it was a silver pocket. But you get the pocket, and just the screen is so much better.
I never had that luxury.
What, the screen?
The Game Boy Pocket. I had my good old Dot Matrix one until they released the colour. And then I got the yellow Pokemon one.
Oh my god, am I the only one who hates that yellow Pokemon one?
No,
Look,
it was awesome back in the day. I wish I got that Pokemon from 64 as well.
I had a, oh crap. I had a, purple colour, and then for some reason something happened to it, so I had to get a cyan, one of the bluey green ones, which I sold that as well, so I don't know what happened to that one. I wish you stopped selling stuff and then buying it again.
Phasma.
Yeah.
How many Wii's is he on to now?
I don't know. Isn't he going to go through like an extra 360 now or something?
I don't know.
Does everyone remember how disappointed they were when they found out the Game Boy camera additions to Perfect Dark weren't going to make it into the full game?
Oh, so looking forward to that.
The Game Boy camera was black and white though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it would have. I'm sure they would have coloured it in with the rest of the character model that you were using.
I don't remember anything about that.
They were going to have it so you could actually put your face on your character in Perfect Dark for using a multiplayer mode.
It's called Perfect Head.
That's connectivity to the max.
But what happened, I believe, is Columbine happened, and then they were worried about people putting friends' photos in there and shooting them and stuff, so they took it out for some stupid reason. It's quite sad because the Game Boy adapter for the N64 really wasn't used a lot. It sucks because, I mean, I thought, cool, I can play Game Boy games on the TV again, but no, it was just a stupid thing for bringing Pokemon into
it wasn't
Pokemon
stupid.
Stadium.
I did that quite a lot.
Oh, so did I. I mean, and you want to talk great Game Boy games, I mean, most people would still consider Silver and Gold to be the standard for Pokemon, don't they?
They've all blurred into one for me. I don't remember any of them.
I mean, I played the death out of Blue. I've got, that's all maxed out, 151. Silver, I don't think I played it as much, but it just still feels like a lot better game. There's so much stuff that they introduced in that just bumped it up, like the breeding and
day-night cycle.
Yeah, day-night cycle, and the fact that you could actually go back to the original Pokemon.
I ruined my Gold and Silver playthrough because I played it in just, my grandma, I remember, never forget this, my grandma went over to Bali and she bought Gold and Silver on the one cartridge and it was all in Japanese and I still played it anyway.
That was probably the first Game Boy ROM I actually played for Silver.
Well, my Silver one was wrecked because I was hacking it with a Game Genie and lost all my Pokemon.
See, that's why you don't cheat, okay?
I haven't since.
I mean, well, you can cheat with Street Fighter, with other games, but with Pokemon, just because the investment you put into it, if you risk screwing your game up, just how much time you can spend playing it.
With the Game Boy Color, when that first came out, now, I remember the first thing that they ever, well, this is what I remember, I'm not sure if it's true, with Link to the Past, if you played it on the Color Game Boy, you'd get into a special dungeon.
They actually released a special version of Link to the Past, Link to the Past DX, which could be played on the normal Game Boy, Color.
Link's Awakening.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Link's Awakening. But yeah, there was Link's Awakening DX, and if you wanted to go back to the original one, if you played on the original Game Boy, there was this dungeon you couldn't get into because it would actually ask you a riddle involving the colours.
There was also different coloured tunics as well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think
because
you
are. I've seen pictures of him wearing red and stuff in the game.
But like, I remember at the door you had two guards and they said to you, which, the guard on the right, what colour am I wearing? And you had to answer, and if you got it wrong, you wouldn't go against the dungeon. But then, if you were to cheat and do, and like, you know, get through anyway, the whole entire puzzle, the dungeon was basically a colour-based dungeon. All the puzzles were based on colour.
Yeah.
But there are also some games that wouldn't even play on the older models.
Oh, yeah, they had exclusive Game Boy Color games like the Zelda Oracle games. I believe Mario... Super Mario Bros. 1 was one of them. I've got a wrestling game here that's, I think, Attitude, which is like that.
A lot of the last Game Boy games were... just didn't work on the classic ones.
Was the Game Boy Color itself technically different, or was
it's the same as DS and DSi. DSi has more, I think twice as much RAM, and it's a lot more powerful of a system. The same with the Game Boy Color, it was more powerful, but to play it safe, just a lot of people just sort of made games that could work backwards and forwards, but if you played it on a Game Boy Color, you got more out of it.
Oh.
Which is probably what you're going to start seeing happening sooner or later with DSi, hopefully sooner rather than later.
I don't think they'll be releasing too many games which can't be played on the regular DS Lite. I think a lot of it will be just optional.
Might say that for another time. We've talked about the DSi for the future of it, but I believe they will start making exclusive games sooner or later for it, because they eventually would want to phase the DS out in favour of the DSi, because the DSi has... like, as it's twice as powerful as the DS, so they could be doing a lot more with it.
I think if they're going to phase it out, they wouldn't have put it as a new price point.
Well, what'll happen, I reckon the DS Lite event, like, once sales really start slowing down for it, they'll drop it to $150 and drop the DSi down and make me angry for spending $300 on it.
So you got 100 free points with it?
Yeah, which I'm still waiting for more than one game to spend them on.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, well, so does anyone actually still go back and play the Game Boy games other than me?
I went back and played Gunstar Heroes and...
That's Advance. Doesn't count.
Oh, really? Whoops, sorry. Bionic Commando.
Oh, I want to get that. That looks really good, the Game Boy one.
It's not yet. Oh, it's not as good as the original. I'm very disappointed.
I'm currently in the swing of just replaying a lot of the Game Boy games I had as a kid. If you go to the forums and check out the blogs, I've got a blog that I'm trying to update every day with just playing a different Game Boy game every day that I used to have. So I'm giving them a big play for right now and a plug for my blog. So there are a couple of threads going in the Nintendo General Retro section. If you want to drop by, give us your thoughts on the Game Boy. I believe Ninja Catfish is trying to do something for the site, the top 20 Game Boy games. Give you 2 cents worth there, and I think that's almost about it.
Top of the Pokemon meetup thread.
Yes, please, we want to push that thread down to the bottom. Anyway, I think that's almost about it for the Vookcast. Just one thing, just quickly go on. As I said, the site is relaunching. Vook's currently working hard on it right now, hence why he's not here. And we've got his excellent brother, Nico, in his place. Say hi, Nico.
Hello.
Okay, so yeah, like currently we can't even get to the main site because he's moving everything over. I believe it's going to be up, hopefully definitely be up by the time this podcast is up. So it check it out, he has put a hell of a lot of work into this, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Over a year's work on it. and it sounds like he's sending himself insane.
He's putting the site onto a completely new system and he's had to carry everything over from the old system. And with the new system, he's reprogrammed so much of it. It's just insane. He's put a lot of time into it.
If you like it, just, I don't know, send him a message. Just tell him how much you like the new site, because he really does put his heart and soul into this.
Or sign up to the forums.
Give us your voice. Talk to us. We're not all scary.
Link to this website everywhere. Spam it to all your friends. No, just kidding.
So come to forum post. We're not all scary other than Tom the Bomb. Plasma David and
James
Obscurus. Yeah, but no one's got anything on Obs.
I'm not that scary. If everyone's nice and intelligent, then I won't be scary.
You're only scary when you have to be.
People can also donate to me and I'll pass them on to Vook.
Yeah, of course.
That's worth thinking about.
Do you have a PayPal account they can put them directly into?
Yeah, they can. They can just send it straight to mine and I'll deal with it.
Straight to his Nigerian bank account.
So yeah, I think that's about it. So thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll be able to do this a lot more regularly than it has been. Actually might make it matter again. Maybe, I don't know, I might try for once a month or once a fortnight sort of thing. We'll see what happens. So thanks for listening. I believe that's it. Oh, actually, James wants to plug something. What do you want to plug?
Just letting everyone know that at the moment there is some up and coming tournaments for the Vooks.net Wi-Fi Club, which is run pretty much by Phantom Gannon after I helped him set it up. Coming up on the 18th of May, there will be it's what he's calling the Biceps of Steel tournament. On the 18th of May there'll be a Grand Prix tournament on the 25th of April, which I believe has already happened. Or ignore me for that one. But on the 18th of May, don't worry about it, guys.
Just go to the Vooks Wi-Fi forums. There'll be stuff floating around in there from
there is, oh, wait,
the
no,
Vooks
we'll start
Wi-Fi Club.
We'll start again. No, there is something coming up. Okay. The only real major event at the moment on the Wi-Fi Club is the Pokemon tournament. I believe there's two people who always seem to win. I think it's Plasma and someone else, but I could be wrong.
And we can't let that continue.
Yes, exactly. So everyone should try and sign up. It's happening on the Friday the 15th of May, which is quite some time away, but now you can't complain that we didn't give you notice. All the details that you need are in the forum. And yeah, that's just my quick plug for you.
Cool. So yeah, everyone check that out. They are a lot of fun. So yeah, that's about it. So from all of us out, Anthony, if they want to check out what you're doing, what site do they go to for the best bargains to find on the internet?
Ecogamer.com.
Awesome. And James, any plug for Cap Communication?
Nah.
Okay, don't bother going there. It's not much happening. Nico, do you have a site of your own yet?
Yeah, it's books.net.
Okay,
of
go
course.
Check that site out.
I'll just throw in that this week coming up Wednesday is going to be very big for Capcom News. You guys are going to be keeping watch. There'll be a lot of new information about the new Resident Evil games on Wii, as well as Spyborg. I'm not sure if any of you remember that, but they're going to re-reveal it. Yeah, they revealed it originally, but a lot of people weren't impressed, but they've redone it, and we're going to see what it looks like on Wednesday, which is the official day. Besides that, nothing else really for Nintendo fans, but it's worth keeping an eye out. I'll keep everyone updated on the forum.
Of course, for all the latest and best Nintendo news, check out Vooks.net.
And I just want to give a quick shout-out to Borg, because he's the only guy who sees Vish in the new Resident Evil game, and that's why he deserves a shout-out.
Good on you, Borg. Get you back on the podcast one of these days. So that's it for now. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. Around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Fight with the end, cause your life will depend on the strength that you have inside you.
So I don't know if any of you were paying attention, but last week was the 20th anniversary of, by God, the best goddamn handheld system ever made. What's going on there? People are talking.
I'm not. What?
Someone said, what are you looking for?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Fair enough.
He's onto us, quick.
Hide.